By the late 1800s, as the human population grew, there was increasing alarm, in part stimulated by the activism of the three people I just mentioned, and at the devastation and destruction being wrought on America's nature. In fact, look at this cartoon depicting Teddy Roosevelt pointing to a sign saying, "Protect and preserve the remaining forests upon public lands from devastation and destruction, which have been the fate of those in forest sections of the country." So thus, a conservation ethic emerged that was really a response by citizens and government to the realization that, first of all, human activity was damaging the environment, and that it thus was a civic duty to maintain the environment for future generations, and that to ensure that this duty was properly carried out, scientific, empirically based methods were needed. The conservation ethic was espoused by Theodore Roosevelt during his presidency through the early 1900s. He was widely known as the conservation president, working with Congress to approve 23 national parks and creating the U.S. Forest Service. Later, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a distant cousin of Teddy's, continued supporting conservation in America by creating the Civilian Conservation Corps, part of his New Deal that aimed to get unemployed young men back to work in order to help America emerge from the Great Depression. The CCC built much of the national park infrastructure that we still enjoy today. Aldo Leopold, way back in 1912, commented and lauded the government's efforts to conserve America's natural areas, saying, "Through all the wonderful eventful centuries, God has cared for these trees, saved them from drought, disease, avalanches, and a thousand straining, leveling tempests and floods. But he cannot save them from fools. Only Uncle Sam can do that."